fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 4th of October. Your prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to please consider flying the American flag at your residence. I think you should consider that. I hope you will do it. If you do, the best flags to get are the embroidered nylon flags. They hold up the longest. They, of course, are more expensive. But these inexpensive silkscreen flags don't last very long before they need to be replaced. They fade out and the ultraviolet kills them. If you're going to fly your flag at night, it should be properly illuminated. That is federal law, by the way, in case you don't know. And a 3x5 foot embroidered American flag looks great in front of you, in front of your home. And I hope you'll be able to do that. We'll be taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Last hour, first hour, our discussion focused primarily on the events that happened late Sunday night this week, the worst mass shooting in the history of the country. No shortage of speculation, none at all. And given the events of the past half century plus, going back to 1963, I was 16-year-old high school student when that shooting took place, so I remember it like it was yesterday. I could tell you, I could walk up to the place in the study hall where I was sitting. The book I was reading was a book on the Army Security Agency. I could walk right up to the seat where I was sitting and show you where that was. That's how burned into my memory it is. The initial report came over the public address. The president had been shot, which stopped everything. And we're all sitting there pretty much in stunned silence, all the students in the study hall. And then it was, I don't recall how much later, 20 minutes or an hour, that the public address system told us that the president was deceased. It was a tragic moment for all Americans alive at that time that none of us will ever forget. Now, in the years since then, more than half century since that happened, we're looking at 54 years, I believe. A lot has come out that makes the official story obviously not true. I can't tell you with any certainty who killed President Kennedy. I can tell you who did not kill him. That was Lee Harvey Oswald. He absolutely did not shoot at the president or kill the president, either one. And the evidence to demonstrate that is conclusive, keeping in mind I investigated my first murder in 1973, which was only, 10 years after President Kennedy was assassinated, now that I think about it. Yes. Yeah, and most people do believe, younger people especially, that Lee Harvey Oswald was the shooter, that Lee Harvey Oswald did assassinate President Kennedy. You don't have to peel back too many layers of the onion to determine that that, in fact, did not happen. Of course, most people believe that the United States of America landed men on the moon beginning in 1969. And then 17 more times after that, the Apollo space missions. Well, that's a fabrication also. Of course it is. And the evidence comes from NASA itself. You don't have to be a professional analyst or intelligence agent or investigator to look at the videos allegedly taken on the moon and know that it was done in the studio. The thing that's blatantly in your face, if you watch it, there's lots of videos. You know, people only focus on the first moon landing, which has damning evidence in and of itself. But I've watched all these videos, and something that's in all of them is the American flag, allegedly planted on the moon. And they have a stick holding it out to the side so you can see that it's the American flag. And you can see it blow in the wind. You can. Now, what NASA claims, because this came up pretty quickly, they say, quote unquote, that was residual energy from sticking the flagpole into the surface of the moon. Which, that would make sense. However, you know there's a however coming. However, you see the flag moving, and then it gets completely still, which means if there was such a thing as residual energy, it was finished. And then it starts blowing all over again in the wind. Well, clearly and obviously, if it was residual energy from the flag being stuck into the surface of the moon, once that residual energy was expended, it's not going to spontaneously start up all on its own again. That's not going to happen. Plus, you look at the sky in all these videos. This beautiful black sky with no stars. There's no atmosphere on the moon to get in the way of viewing stars. Of course, any astronomer, even at fairly low levels, could observe those stars that were being photographed there and determine where the camera was that was taking these images. Of course they could. And of course, one of the big things that a lot of people like to point out is the telescopes we have, such as the Hubble, for example, the Hubble Space Telescope. Why, after not quite half a century, we're within 2 years of half a century, it'll be a half century in 2019. Why, after nearly half a century, has NASA never pointed any of these powerful telescopes they have at the alleged moon landing areas and captured those images? Of course, there's Earth-based telescopes as well that are very powerful and could be pointed at those areas. Now, that would be a pretty neat thing to do, wouldn't it? To photograph all the objects, materials, vehicles left behind on the moon. But they never did that either, did they? So with the mass shooting in Las Vegas, there's lots of questions and few answers. There's going to be a team of investigators, I would say maybe 8 or 10, possibly more, with different areas of expertise, investigators to locate and debrief witnesses, and forensics people to locate and preserve physical evidence, investigators to take photographs, investigators to recover photographic and video images taken at that time. What an undertaking. What a massive undertaking for the team of investigators who I expect will be working on this for at least a year. Every homicide investigation I ever did, going back to 1973, took at least a year. And this was a simple, straightforward. My first homicide investigator was a double murder. These are pretty simple and pretty straightforward, but they still took a year with me working as a lone investigator with one or two attorneys, outside experts that I would bring in as necessary, possibly forensics people, possibly medical experts, and so forth, depending on the investigation, depending on what was going on, what I needed help with. I've never been involved in an investigation of this scope ever, and I doubt that I ever would be. But I have a pretty good idea of the logistics of putting together a team of investigators to investigate a crime of this magnitude. Now, so far, and Professor McCanny expressed his concern, and I agree with him, so far it appears the sheriff is maintaining original jurisdiction here and is using outside resources such as the FBI. No doubt he's got the Nevada State Police helping with their expertise, which would be pretty extensive. These state police agencies have crime laboratories and things that a local police department may not have. Las Vegas may be big enough to have some of their own forensics people in-house, that sheriff's department or the Las Vegas Police Department. I'm sure they're working hand in glove together. The bigger agencies do have some in-house capability. I know St. Louis City and St. Louis County do. I've worked with them on a number of cases. So, yes, at least a year of investigation. One of the problems that police have is the expectations of the press and the public, because we get so used to, we have how many decades now of movies and TV shows where a major complex crime happens and is resolved during a 90-minute movie or a one-hour TV show, or maybe two episodes. That's not reality. That is not reality at all. But the fictionalized or Hollywood version of reality is what people think is reality. So the media demands answers immediately. The public demands answers immediately. Elected officials want answers immediately. That's not realistic. That's not realistic. And everybody involved in criminal investigations knows what I'm saying is true. It is absolutely not realistic. So the information will incrementally be coming out as the evidence is gathered and analyzed and cataloged. The sheriff will, or his staff will be making announcements about what they're finding, what the significance is. And as I mentioned earlier, this is very important. The sheriff made a statement sometime yesterday, I believe later in the day, not that it matters when, but sometime yesterday, that he expressed his concern that the shooter, Mr. Paddock, had become quote unquote radicalized, without getting any more specific in that statement. Now that to me that means one of two things: either he had become a Muslim convert, which the ISIS is claiming is the fact, We don't have any evidence of that yet that I'm aware of, other than the scanty evidence that his live-in girlfriend had traveled to the Middle East. That may or may not have any bearing on this. Now, there was also a report of Antifa material being found on the premises of Mr. Paddock, I believe in the hotel room. It may have been his residence, not that it matters, one place or the other. There was reports of Antifa material being found in his possession. Once again, people are skeptical if that was actually his possession or planted by operative for the U.S. government. You know, you get pretty crazy on these speculations. Now, my expertise is to live in the world of evidence. What is real evidence? What is not? What appears to be muzzle flashes from other parts of the hotel other than the 32nd floor where this man had rented one or two rooms. Well, they can take screen captures and triangulate and determine with pretty good accuracy where these alleged muzzle flashes came from. And, of course, investigate that specific spot or spots in the hotel where the alleged muzzle flashes were taking place for powder residue, shell casings, access, and all these things. Was these from windows? Were they from ventilation shafts? Did the windows open? Did the windows not open? Had the ventilation shafts been tampered with? These are not meant for human beings to be inside of, by the way. They're meant to move air. And typically, for a hotel that size, and it might be big enough for a man to move through. 3 by 3 feet would be more than big enough for a grown man to do a low crawl through and get there and set up with a firearm. Lots of speculation. Lots of unanswered questions. But hopefully there will be a full and complete investigation, that the sheriff will maintain original jurisdiction, and that he will do the right thing as a law enforcement officer and an American to carry out his oath of office and to the best of his ability. And I have no reason to doubt at the moment that he will be able to accomplish that. If you have a question or comment about anything, we got open lines at 800-313-9443. One caller brought up the possibility that this man had a squad automatic weapon called a SAW, M240. It's an excellent firearm. It's been in use by the U.S. Army and Marines for, well, I believe, 20-something years. Belt-fed 5.56 NATO caliber. It takes a drum with a belt in it to make it very portable and easy to carry about, very reliable, very accurate, and capable of the kind of sustained automatic weapons fire that happened late Sunday night, fully capable of that with a quick change barrel. If you had two barrels with that, or three would be even better, if you had two barrels, you could put out a high rate of fire for as long as this man put out that high rate of fire. Why would he have that many firearms in his room? Don't know. Experienced shooter, combat veteran, would probably want to have at least three firearms for this kind of encounter. There's no evidence this man was ever in the military. We don't know about what firearms training he may have received in the private sector. Simply don't know. His brother down in Florida apparently didn't know his brother that well and had not been in very close contact with him for a number of years. So that's a big zero there, talking to that brother. The girlfriend, apparently she landed in Los Angeles sometime yesterday, and I'm sure the FBI has got her in a safe haven where they're doing their debrief of her. Here's our break. Stay tuned. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th of October. This coming Tuesday, October 10th, I will be speaking at the Johnstown Senior Center, Johnstown, Colorado, 7 p.m., free and open to the public. There's a banner at my website with some details there. Look forward to seeing a lot of you there. It's a fun event we've done. I think this will be the fifth or sixth time. We had a caller on hold. We had a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Eddie in North Carolina. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, John, and to everybody. My take on the Las Vegas event is it's very similar to what was done in Dallas in 63, but that's not what I'm calling about. What I'm calling about is it seems like you've got the Wizard of Oz scene where Toto is pulling the curtain back and the man's pulling the levers. While all this is happening, the water levels in the Mississippi are getting catastrophically low in five states. And there's not one word about it on any of the mainstream news media. It's all but disappearing around Memphis. And it begins to disappear where there were three 5.0 earthquakes, I believe, a week or two ago that happened concomitantly with the Mexico earthquake. And this is catastrophic to the grain shipping. Do you know anything about it, and what's your take on it?
Well, I got a note from one of my listeners talking about what you're talking about. I quite frankly have not looked into it. But the Mississippi is a major corridor for shipping not only grain, but coal and all kinds of products, mostly going south, but going both directions, actually, on the Mississippi, barge traffic. And it's a substantial part of our economy, this barge traffic on the Mississippi River, which goes not just up to Mississippi, but up to the Missouri River, the Ohio River, and so forth. And I do need to look into it because it is a major problem. If barge traffic gets shut down, which is probably getting close, there's points where the Mississippi, like at Memphis, is about a mile wide or more, but the channel for these barges is restricted to a smaller area. So I need to look into it more, and I appreciate the reminder there, Eddie. Anything else?
I want to caution you. You're going to be shocked when you see these pictures. It's just stunning.
Yeah,
you won't believe your eyes.
One of the good things that comes out of this, if it's a small, it's a kind of a side note, is they'll be recovering ships that sunk during the Civil War and things. Well, seriously, that's what happens when the river gets
absolutely
that low. You know,
you're going to see some old rusted ships, hulls lying on exposed bed. You're going to be shocked. It is phenomenal. And what I'm concerned about is this a harbinger for the great New Madrid fault earthquake?
My home is about a 1 hour drive from Mississippi. When I return to my home, I'm going to call a friend of mine who lives not far from there to have lunch, and we'll walk down and look at it firsthand. In fact, high school I went to was on the Mississippi. Herculaneum, Missouri is right there on the Mississippi. But I appreciate the reminder, Eddie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, John. Have a great day, sir.
Okay. Next we go to Ty in Austin. Haven't heard from you for a while, Ty. How you doing? Hello, Ty. You're on the air, Ty. You're on the air.
Okay. Now I'm on the air. I'm good, John. Good to speak with you again. Hope you're doing well. Hey, John, I've never had the opportunity to fire a fully automatic weapon. There's a gun range here in Austin that supposedly you can rent one. Maybe I'll do that. But you have, I'm sure. Do you think you could sit in a window and use both arms, hands, and shoot two automatic weapons at the same time?
Effectively? It is possible. That's a different question. Effectively changes everything. Effective in terms of hitting anything. Now, in an area like that, venue for that concert, it's a very good size, obviously, and it is possible to shoot if they were truly full automatic. Yes, you could. Now, the bump fire rifles that have been modified with the bump fire stock, you can only shoot one at a time because it has to have resistance against your shoulder to shoot one. I guess it would be theoretically possible to have one against each shoulder. That would be a difficult undertaking, and to be effective with it, chances are both would be pointed in the exact same position. So what would be the point to shoot one or two at the same time? I think it's highly unlikely that one shooter fired two automatic weapons at the same time, to answer your question, Ty.
Well, thank you, because that's the only way that I can see this guy getting away with doing what he did, based on what I heard on the various recordings of that. When I first listened to it, I thought, wow, that sounds like an echo. And then I listened a little more carefully, and you can hear different rhythms in each one. There's definitely more than one rifle going off at the same time. At least that's what my ears tell me after really listening to it carefully. You can just hear the staccato isn't quite the same. And I would expect an echo, you're going to get the same rhythm is going to come back to you. So anyway.
It should. Yeah, absolutely.
Have a good
Anything
day, sir.
Else? Okay, Ty, thank you for the call. We have Bob in the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find lots of things there, things that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, possibly make you very upset, all those possibilities. Check out my website at thelibertyman.com. Check out the free downloads. Interesting books there, copyrights expired, such as The Power of Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. Quick read, can change your life in very positive ways. Another book, The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book older than the Christian Bible, required reading in all military academies. And, of course, energy cleaners. I sell energy cleaners. It's my home-based business. And no apologies, I sell energy cleaners. They're marvelous healing devices. And if you have arthritis pain, it'll probably help. Joint pain? Yep, that will help also. Back pain? Probably help there. Not getting a great night's sleep? That's what we're known for. All these things and more. You can check out the patent application information. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner. That should give you some peace of mind. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free hour line. That toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting here this morning with Open Lines, and we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. It's always interesting to see the mass media and their lack of knowledge of firearms and weaponry to hear the misstatements they make, the inaccurate statements they make, the false and outright lie statements that they make. Usually out of ignorance, I think. Typically out of ignorance. And possibly, of course, sometimes by design. Now, I have to leave that open as a possibility as well. The topic of silencers, legally they're called silencers as far as the law is concerned. In the gun culture, we call them suppressors. My friends in special operations, we call them cans. There's a place for them, and they do serve a purpose. They can't be used on automatic weapons, and the engineering simply doesn't allow that. They get so hot so fast that they will fail, well, you can't use them on automatic weapons. You simply can't. Legislation was introduced in Congress, I believe, in January to remove most of the restrictions for silencers, giving them the same legal status as normal rifles, shotguns, and pistols you'd buy at your local gun shop. Now their status is very similar to an automatic weapon, which a lot of people don't know that you can legally buy and own automatic weapons in this country. It's always been that way. That's nothing new. They are highly restricted. You have to go through a background check, unless a corporation is buying them. That's been referred to as a loophole, by the way, by former President Obama. There's no loophole there at all. Criminals, when they want automatic weapons, they just buy them. They don't bother to participate in the legal process by setting up a corporation, having a corporation buy the automatic weapons for them. That's insanity. Criminals don't be engaged in that. That's not going to happen. So it's always been legal to own automatic weapons, silencers, tanks, howitzers, quad 50s, that would be the setup used in World War II, where 450 caliber machine guns are mounted on a mount with a armor shield and electric motors to allow the this very heavy, complex piece of equipment to revolve 360 degrees, and the 450 caliber machine guns to go up or down as necessary to engage the zero fighters or the MiG fighters or whatever they might be that they were defending from. So it's always been legal to own all those pieces of equipment. Now, it's a rich man's hobby. Most machine gun collectors I know, they own anywhere from 3 or 4 to 20 or even more automatic weapons. I got a chance to tour the safe, the vault, of one of my friends who's been a machine gun collector his entire life. And he had, around 200 machine guns in there, give or take a little. I'm not sure he even knew himself without going through his records. Now, that's a bit more than most machine gun collectors. Your average machine gun collector has 5 or 6, 8 or 10 automatic weapons. And it's, like I say, you have to have quite a bit of expendable discretionary income to get involved in that hobby. There's a $200 transfer tax. President Reagan's administration stopped the sale of new machine guns to these collectors, which meant the price on the existing machine guns became far more valuable. We have a caller here, hopefully some first-hand reports. Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, JR, and thank you for your great comments and taking my call this morning. It's been a couple of days since I called in on the origination of the October 1st so-called celebration of the Bolshevik Revolution kickoff here in Las Vegas, and made some fairly looks in retrospect as fairly astute comments. And it's been borne out by multiple different online investigative journalists, much like myself, free-range sorts of people that are just normal people out here trying to do their due diligence to keep an eye on government tyranny and treachery that is being perpetrated around America to foster fear-mongering and to give the illusion that there are some dangers, although there are really plenty of dangers. I don't dispute that. But I had sent John Miller a video last night from Will Mount about some of the deception, including the FEMA drill that was going on for 4 days precipitating the October 1st event at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, the alleged shooting. Whether it was actual shooting or electronic recorded sounds, nobody can tell for sure. Whether anybody was actually injured, I don't doubt that these people would kill people. Psychopaths don't seem to be adverse to that, but they no real strong indications anybody actually died other than the continually escalating numbers of supposed dead and injured people.
Chris, you're publicly making yourself to look like an idiot here, is what you're doing.
Oh, well, I apologize, making astute comments. If it makes me look like an idiot in times of universal deceit, truth can be called treason.
Well, I think we'll need to conclude this conversation. Chris, thank you very much for the call. For what Chris is saying to be accurate, there would have to be hundreds of men and women to participate willingly to have these men and women claim that the blood and death that they saw did not happen. That's fiction. Chris, I have no doubt you mean well, but you, sir, are living a delusion. To conceive and believe that 500 people were not shot, that 59 people did not die, that's a delusion. That's absolute delusion. Chris, we've had some good conversations with you in the past, but you, sir, are living in a delusion. And if you want to call about some other topics some other time, we'd be glad to entertain that. But you, sir, will no longer be addressing this matter on this show. And that's the way it's going to be, unfortunately. Call number is 800-313-9443. This Chris's delusion reminds me of people who believe the earth is flat. And I have a couple of friends that they do. Now, these are both graduates of universities, bright people, appear to be normal in every other aspect of their life. On one hand, on the other, I said to them, you know, for this to be true, every private pilot, commercial pilot, and military pilot on the planet would have to be part of the conspiracy to that the earth is actually flat. And they nodded their heads in agreement as if that would be possible. Now, I've never had my private pilot's license. I think my official logbook has about only 19 hours in it. Unofficially, I've got about three times that much in the right seat of various aircraft, going back to, I guess the first time was just before I went in the Army, and then many, many times since then. And of course, every captain of every private ocean-going ship, every commercial ocean-going ship, every military ocean-going ship, and all the crew members would have to be part of the conspiracy also, wouldn't they? And Professor McCanning, he gives a simple experiment that anybody can do to show the curvature of the Earth. It's very simple. Anybody can do it. I don't have that information here in front of me, but it is a simple experiment that anybody can conduct. I personally worked with a contractor building AT&T microwave towers down in Arkansas back in the late 1970s, around 1977, 78, along there. And they had to build one every 12 to 15 miles to compensate for the curvature of the Earth. Otherwise, well, you could have one tower in New York City and another tower in Los Angeles, or maybe you might need one at the top of the Rocky Mountains in between, because the mountains would, of course, be in the way, and have those three towers take care of the whole 3,000-mile expanse of the continental United States. It's ironic how people get caught up in delusion. They want to believe something so bad that they ignore the hard, real physical evidence in front of them, whether it's flat earth theory or believing that nobody died in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas, just before midnight this past Sunday. That's a delusion. That's an absolute delusion. But it is a free country. People can believe whatever they choose to believe. That's one of the nice things about a free country. But delusional beliefs will not be broadcast on the John Moore Show. That's not going to happen. Theories about who was behind it? Of course there can and should be theories. Was there more than one shooter? I don't know. Did people die in Las Vegas Sunday night? Of course they did. Were 500 people shot? Of course they were. And it's a delusion to believe otherwise. We have a caller on hold here. We got Joe in Indiana. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, John. I'll be really brief to help Chris out. Yesterday, one of the nurses that I work with, she was booking a flight to get out to Las Vegas because her brother was at that concert, and the doctors had called her and said, if you want to see your brother before he dies, you need to get out here. He was one of the persons shot. So, yes, people did get shot. And this is my first contact with knowing anybody, you know, knowing anybody who had some kind of connection to that type of thing. And me personally, we had two friends. I had a cousin from California and a very dear friend from Chicago that was there. So, I was just throwing
Joe,
that
don't
out.
You know, don't you know all those people are part of the conspiracy? Don't you know that?
Yeah. My cousin will appreciate that out in California.
Yeah, well, they tell him his check's in the mail. Yeah.
For being
part of the commission. Yeah, right.
But I thought I'd let you know. And then Steve Scalise was addressing, I believe, the Senate or the Congress, and he was saying, look, he said the first thing that needs to be done is we need to just be offering prayers and comfort to all these people now before we even talk about any type of legislation.
Right.
He said, and there's nothing that could have been done. I like that statement that he made.
Right.
So I just leave you with that,
John. Joe, before I get away, did you hear my show Monday?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Please recall, now this is, my show was broadcast 7 hours after the shootings happened. I said the following: before the end of the day, there'll be YouTube videos claiming that the blood was red paint. Remember me saying
yes,
that?
I do recall you saying that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it turned out to be right. Joe, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, John. Take care.
Okay. Red paint, right, in your dreams. next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, good morning, John. How are you today?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
You mentioned, and I've heard Jim McCanney make remarks about this, that the U.S. NASA did not land a ship on the moon.
Not with human beings in it, no.
Well, how do you know this?
Well, there's lots of evidence. First of all, I've been to the museum there at Huntsville, and they've got one of those vehicles that they allegedly landed on the moon. The suits that these men wore in Florida when they climbed into this thing were not the moon suits. Do you understand that and know that?
What do you mean? When was this done? I don't know.
1969. There's the footage of these guys walking to the rocket and climbing inside this thing, getting locked up for the launch. They're wearing spacesuits. There were spacesuits, but those were not the moon suits. Just two different outfits. So What
okay,
we're supposed
so you could
to,
tell by looking that they weren't. Yeah.
What we're supposed to believe, here's what we're supposed to believe, that inside the confines, now we're talking three men in the space of about a Volkswagen Beetle. I mean, this thing's really small. We're supposed to believe these men took off the spacesuits and put on the moon suits to get out there on the surface of the moon. There's lots of other evidence. For example, these powerful rockets that they shot off when they left the moon did not disturb any of the material on the surface. And, of course, the flag blowing in the wind. I love that flag blowing in the wind. There's no wind on the moon. You want to hold on through the break here, Dave?
Yeah, I'll make my comments after the break.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fiction?
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 4th of October. Dave, go ahead. What's your follow-up comment, sir?
When I look at these things, I need to apply strict logic. And if we say that the video that they show is inaccurate,
and not possible for the moon, I can understand that, that the video doesn't make sense. The video of the flag on the moon, and where are the stars? I mean, right. You know, even in the, you know,
here's,
where
here's
are the stars?
Here's something else. Here's something else, Dave. Have you ever been to a beach at the ocean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen for a moment. Okay. You're 500 feet from the ocean. You're walking in the sand. The sand leaves a depression from your foot or your shoes. Once you're close right. enough that there's moisture in the sand, then it can't happen unless there's moisture in the sand. Then there's a distinctive footprint showing the tread of your shoes and your toes.
A distinct, yeah.
The moonshots show a distinctive footprint with the tread of the boots. That can only happen if there's moisture. It can't happen otherwise.
Yeah, that may be true, but the fact that, you have a false video doesn't prove that they didn't go to the moon. It just proves that the video is false. It's all logically
improved. The Russians sent I think some animals, and I believe one human being, through the Van Allen radiation belt, and they all came back cooked like they'd been in a microwave. Dr. Van Allen was interviewed after the first moonshot. Dr. Van Allen, how did they get through the Van Allen radiation belt? He kind of shook his head and he said, I don't know.
Hmm. Well, I think all we can say is that there's things that cast, there's unanswered questions about how that could have been done if it was done, and there's maybe you could say that that there's no evidence that they actually were on the moon.
Well,
I think those are accurate statements.
Right.
But to say that they didn't go to the moon is nothing that you can prove. It's like saying there's no unicorns on Earth.
We can't prove you can't prove a negative. That's true. Of course you can't. No.
Yeah, you can't prove a negative. So I think this is a fallacy. It really turns me off when I hear people say things trying to prove a negative when they can't. But I think it's a very strong argument to say we don't see any way this could happen, and this is why, and that's all, you know, and totally logical. I agree with
Good
that.
Good point. Good point.
And that's why I like your analysis of the shooter situation, because a lot of these shows, people are just coming on and saying things, and it's like, wait a second. We don't even, you know, none of us were even there to see who was shot, to see what happened. I mean, hardly any of us, you know, who were speaking. So a level-headed approach to that is great, because that's the only way I can really,
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the call.
All right.
We're out of time. All right. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. Don't become delusional, and God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.